Welcome back to the Experience Bros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We got here as soon as we could, and we really can help. Do you ever have the need to negotiate perhaps a better deal?
Always.
Right?
Always. But very many of us, I don't think, are really skilled at the art of negotiation, so we brought in...
You know, people say no, and I turn around and walk away. Like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who did we bring?
Our expert. Jay Shore. He is the founder and managing partner of The Best Medical Business Solutions, based out of South Florida. Jay Shore, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
Well, very nice to have you with us. Now Jay, negotiation intimidates me, I'll be honest with you, because when I go in with my side of the equation and somebody says, yeah, that's not working for me, I'm like, oh, okay, see you later. So how can you help me?
Well, it's very interesting that a radio personality would have a shy side to them, but that's on the offensive and not the defensive. And one of the things about negotiations is that it has to be a win-win for both parties, because if you can't walk away from the table, both of you feeling that there was a successful outcome, then you'll never have trust and faith whether or not you did or you didn't get the best deal. And there's basically six tips, because there are very few situations that exist where you can't negotiate something.
All right. Well, we've got our pens ready for the six tips, because I was thinking that the only real the only outcome we were all looking for was I want to be the winner. So,
and the only thing I've ever tried is discount.
Well, you have to understand there are certain places that you absolutely cannot negotiate. Mm. And there are other places where you can. Some of them that are federally or governmentally controlled, it's very, very difficult. And what you're going to possibly save versus the labor extended to do so, the value may not worth it, may not be worth it, the risk and the reward.
That makes sense.
Here come the six negotiating tips. And you can never be intimidated by the other person, because if they are a skilled professional like me, that's what I do. For medical practices and businesses, I negotiate on the same identical items that they want, but they don't feel that they have the authority or they have the wherewithal to get the best deal. And I work strictly with physicians, so therefore they're too busy as healers and healthcare providers. They really should not be negotiating. They should have professionals do that so they can do what they do best, and that's practice medicine.
Yeah. You can hire a negotiator for you?
Like Jay.
That's what I do. I am a practice management consultant in the medical industry, and I go out and I put them in better pricing. Things are already buying, and renegotiate the existing contracts.
Excellent.
Because somebody goes, the typical thing is for a jewelry store. That's probably the least comfortable place I feel, because I really don't know the value, the real intrinsic value of the item I'm looking for. And I don't know the markup. I've come to learn it. But how low can you go? And sometimes you might just feel that you left money on the table. And that's painful.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. So take us through the six steps, Russ.
Okay. The first tip is you have to understand the other party's needs and objectives. There are two people or several people, and you have to understand that there's a solution that's acceptable to both parties. And if you can't understand them, how will you ever meet them or exceed their expectation?
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is they have to understand yours, because you need what they're selling and they need what you're buying, because we each need each other. And it's not, pricing isn't always the same for each instance, because you may be quantity purchasing. You might be purchasing a different brand or a different model. So what is it that you really need? And then this is what we have to really hit the other person with as strongly as we can. And never allow them to see you, if it's a face-to-face, never allow them to see you be uncomfortable at all. The more comfortable you are, the least comfortable they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really in a negotiation phase, a lot of it's about control.
Absolutely.
All right? And then don't be afraid to ask questions. This is tip number two. Don't be afraid to ask a question or insist on answers, because many times the person on the other side will skirt an issue if he doesn't really want to tell you the truth. He won't lie, or she, but they won't give you the bottom line, and don't be afraid to insist on it. And don't be afraid to ask the questions, because how many times have you walked away from a negotiation or the like, and when you got in your car, you said, I thought of this, or I should have asked
right,
this.
Right,
right. This happens to all of us, professional and non-professional negotiators. So there's a couple things that you really want to know, and don't rely on the salesperson's word, because many times they're commissioned. And how many times have you listened to somebody and they told you when you got the product, the contract wasn't the same, it didn't run the way it was supposed to? Once you make the purchase, it's very difficult to go back unless it's and I don't want to use store names, but some of the major department stores or discount department stores as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty good about just bring it in and we'll exchange it.
Gotcha.
Now, always prepare and compare, because that's part of your due diligence stage, and you have to be committed to it. There's three things about negotiating, and it's preparation.
Amen.
It allows you to understand whether the process is worth pursuing. And sometimes the best money spent is the money spent knowing I don't want to negotiate that or get into it, because, once again, the risk-reward ratio is going to fall to the negative. In real estate, we all can buy high and sell low. I mean, mm-hmm. Ask me, I can tell you how good I can do it.
But
chances are the people that you're dealing with already have answers to the questions you're going to ask. So be one ahead of them. The fourth step is you have to understand the authority level of the person you're dealing with, because many times the person that you are dealing with does not have the ultimate decision-making power. And you may be wasting a lot of time, because this person's going to say, I have to check with my sales manager.
Yeah, that's always very frustrating. Yeah.
All right. I want to see that sales manager. I want to deal with the person that has the ultimate and final decision. And therefore, I know there's probably only one more level after him. I don't want to go up the chain of a ladder. And when you're negotiating with it, you know, just make sure that it doesn't matter whether the other side understands your position, as long as he or she has agreed with it. All right? That's how you do it. And one of the first things that you can do is insist on putting everything in writing. Statute of frauds is only good in certain things where your verbal word is binding. This isn't an all-in poker tournament where your verbal word is binding. This is a contract. And when is the next time you're ever going to look at a contract again after you sign it?
Mm-hmm.
When do you think?
Only if you want to get out of it.
When there's a problem.
That's right.
All right? So put it all in writing now and hope that you never have to go back to it. And you have to summarize and get a memorandum of understanding sometimes before the actual contract. Summarize, because one of my favorite lines is, what I said is not what you heard. You heard the identical words. It's just that you thought about it differently than I said it. So before you walk and sign any kind of a deal or put it in writing, summarize face to face so that you know what I'm saying is exactly I'm comfortable. That's what you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sixth one, don't ever be afraid to walk away from the deal. You're married to it. You don't go into a marriage thinking I'm going to get a divorce. But that's what a contract is. Whether it's a 1, 2, or 3-year deal, that's the deal. And you don't be afraid to get into something or walk away from it if you're not comfortable, because it will be a thorn in your side for the entire
thing. Absolutely. You'll make some bad decisions, make some emotional decisions. Jay Shore, some contact information for where our listeners can find you.
They can find my website at www.thebestmarybboysam.com.
The best
medical business solutions.
The best medical business solutions, thebestmbs.com. I love the tips. Eric and I were feverishly taking notes.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you for adding value to our listeners today,
Jay. Thank you for having us, and our thoughts are here down in South Florida with you guys in your time right now.
God bless you. We appreciate that very much.
Thanks so much. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll be right back on the most positive business talk show in America.
The experienced pros are here to help you get your business right. To learn more...